Now, let's try to restate at least some of this more fully in terms of the traditional Buddhist terminology. I mentioned a little while ago the teaching or the doctrine of praticca-samuppada, the conditioned co-production, the dependent origination. And we may say that this corresponds very well to the modern conception of evolution. Praticca-samuppada is the law of universal conditionality, that one thing arises independent on another, grows out of another, if you like. In traditional Buddhism, the praticca-samuppada is not usually invoked as a cosmological principle, but there's no reason why it should not be. In fact, we find in the Digha Nikaya of the Pali Canon a very long sutta, a very long discourse delivered by the Buddha, which deals with the evolution of the universe and the origin of man. It isn't very well known, but there it is if we only care to study it. Now, those of you who've heard talks on this subject before know that there are two types of conditionality distinguished by Buddhism within the one general conditionality represented by the praticca-samuppada. There's a cyclical type of conditionality which represents a process of action and reaction between factors which are opposites, and then there's a spiral type of conditionality which represents a process of action and not reaction, but augmented action between factors which progressively augment each other, so that the succeeding factor doesn't react to the opposite of the preceding one, but carries it a stage or a step further. As I've said, I've covered all this ground many times before. I don't want to go into details now. Now, the samsara, or the round of existence, the wheel of life, as depicted in the Tibetan version of the wheel of life, this corresponds, we may say, to the cyclical type of conditionality. And the path and the goal, these correspond to the spiral type of conditionality. Probably one needs to go into this a little more in detail to make it fully comprehensible, but I think I've said enough for our present purpose. So let's try to relate this now to our chart. We may say that the lower evolution, 0 to 2, is governed by the cyclical principle, the cyclical type of conditionality. And the higher evolution, 2 to infinity, is governed by the spiral principle, which constitutes the path. There's no time to go into this in detail, but we may say that 0 to 2 corresponds to the samsara, and 2 to infinity corresponds to the spiritual path, the path of the higher evolution. And the point infinity itself corresponds to the goal, to nirvana, or to Buddhahood. Now, there's one other important thing that we have to understand, and that is that the whole of the lower evolution is what we may call collective, whereas the whole of the higher evolution is what we may call individual. And this is why the development of self-consciousness or self-awareness or mindfulness is so important, because it's the growing point, the starting point of the higher evolution. Amongst lower forms of life, those which occur in process of the lower evolution, we find that the different members of a particular class, a particular species, don't outstrip, as it were, one another. They go forward as a group, as a class. There's no real individuality. But in the case of man, and in the case of the whole of the higher evolution, one individual form can go ahead, can go very far ahead even, of all the rest. One man can outstrip other men. And this is why we find that one human being can, for instance, go all the way up the higher evolution, up to Buddhahood, even though nobody else goes along with him. One human being by himself can do just this. We may say that it's as though self-awareness generated a tremendous energy, sufficient to carry one in a single lifetime, right the way up all the succeeding stages of evolution, the whole process of the higher evolution. And we'll come back to that in a few minutes, just before we close. But we should also correlate what we've said so far, what we've explained so far, with the Four Noble Truths. There isn't very much time for this, but very broadly speaking, we may say that the first two noble truths are covered by the lower evolution, and the second two noble truths are covered by the higher evolution. We'd better leave it at that just for the time being, go into it perhaps in some detail a little later on.